listening to MorningDisaster.net.
Because for now, the sex toy that I found is firmly planted in my bun.
Hey, baby, this is your best friend, Spidey Jones.
Hi. Yes. Just got done having the most amazing sex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Stéphane Buffet.
I've been a very, very bad girl.
I have a bit of a green thumb myself. I used to have a brown thumb, but the doctor said I'd get retarded if I kept doing that.
Sorry about that.
There's a well, I made it into a jack-off machine. Actually, it's a shoe polisher.
My, there's some stretching going on there. Oh, my. There's, the defense is really stretched out.
Brings it to the belt.
My goodness. And here comes the head. Oh, holy moly.
I will not step forward on safety belt.
Hey, let's hear it for Sean Bullitt.
I'm a mummy star.
Somebody get me the urine tester.
Beer kills the urinal tract infection.
I know another inventor I read about the other day, a guy named Sean Bullitt, is inventing a car that runs on garbage.
Yeah. I am not a pedophile.
Here goes the clown. Hey, kids, want some candy?
But stop laughing!
You were a poor enough husband to drive your wife into the arms of another man.
No, I was a great husband. She cheated on me. A freaking bitch!
Dear in
my butt.
I'm Jim the photographer. I've had sex with a porn star.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible for him. I mean her.
I made my first dildo.
You made a dildo?
My first one, yeah.
Number one of the top 10 things a woman must have in order for rage to be attracted to her. Number one, a penis.
And well, mother and father.
Here it goes.
I could swear the voice massager had veins.
Oh, yes. That's a glorious sound of the best theme ever in the history of entertainment, and it's not being used anymore. How is it possible that no one's using this theme? I will. Until they tell me to stop. Anyway. Welcome back. Morning Disaster. I am your host, Mr. Ray Lytle. No Nikki today. She is, we know what kind of Dr. Marvin would say she needs to see, but Nikki is out with a migraine. Ugh. I'll tell you what. No fun. I've had something going on with me. I've had a headache since Sunday morning.
Blech.
Oh, excuse me. Just a slight one. Just a slight little thing going on. I'm gassy. But I've had a slight little headache going on. And I don't know what it's from. Probably some unresolved anxiety or guilt or something. I don't know. Or lack of validation. But whatever it is, I've had this headache going on for a while. And it's just a light one. It's not super, it's not, you know.
Bleh.
Oh, forgive me. It's not super painful. It just, it's annoying more than anything else. I had that going on for. I don't think that's a migraine. I think it's my glasses. I think my eyes are screwed up. That's what I think is going on. It's screwed up eyes or something. But anyway, I'm here. Phone number is 814-0332. That's 814-0332. If anyone feels like calling, if you don't call,
it's quite rude.
Yeah, I mean, stop shoplifting the show. Call once in a while, especially when Nikki's gone. When she bails out with her migraines or whatever, I need to have need to have people call in or something. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I can talk forever by myself. But if someone calls in, I won't complain. All right, what do we have going on? So there's things I got to talk about, of course, and I'll be doing some. As always, when I'm alone, I do find time to play some best of stuff because I have a list, but I don't have a list. I have a notepad, and that I can't find all my offices. You know, I'm going to take a picture of this. Hold on, guys. I'm going to take a picture of my office because you guys have got, you have got to see this office, just how horrible it is. Because I just can't find anything in it, you know. My office is such a mess lately. The picture I'm going to post on the Morning Disaster Facebook page, all right? The picture I'm going to post on the Morning Disaster Facebook page is right in front of me. This is the picture of what's going on right directly in front of me, all right? And you tell me how I'm supposed to get anything done. This whole thing needs to be redone. This whole office. I need to tear it apart and build it back up. My workspace is over occupied. That's what it is. I have an over occupied workspace, and I can't get anything done because of it. I'm putting up on the Morning Disaster Facebook page right now. I'm going to put up a picture of my workspace. And let you know just how cluttered I am. All right. I have questions that I have to answer in a second. All right, pictures up. So I've got emails and questions from people that are... that I should get out of the way. Let's see. TJ says, you okay? Let me call you in. Yes, TJ, but I want you, after I talk about rage, I want you to call and fill us in on exactly what's happened with him because we do need to get updated with rage because I haven't heard all of TJ does a podcast, everyone. I haven't heard all of it, but I know that there are there's been an ongoing saga with rage on your podcast, and I've come up and Rage has MF'd me behind my back, as he always does, because that's what horrible people do. You know? So, yeah, I'll get to that in a little bit, and I want you to call in definitely when that happens. Let me see. Let me get to my other stuff here. I've had a couple people asking about... my old station, WTAX, and the latest station I worked at, and they're saying things like, there's a commercial running there asking for someone to host afternoons. Seems odd, considering when they fired you from afternoons, they said they were going syndicated. Now they're looking for a local host. And they said, is this a bit and a way to bring you back? And I'm like, decidedly no, absolutely, most assuredly no. No one's talked to me about it. And then another person says, they're positioning it as looking for a local conservative voice. Well, that's not me, people. Anybody who heard my talk shows, I'm not a conservative voice, and I refuse to be a conservative voice. And it seems weird considering when Bernie Schoenberg was snooping around asking if my liberalism had anything to do with my firing, and they kept saying, no, it has nothing to do with it. It is kind of odd that now all of a sudden they are advertising for a conservative host. So, this job relies on your political beliefs. In order to get this job, you have to think a certain way politically. of which I most assuredly do not, you know, I do not feel that way. I mean, good Lord. I'm not going to ruin my reputation going on the radio and supporting Trump. I mean, are you kidding me? My reputation's bad enough. That's all I need. That is all I need, is throwing my support behind the Trumperino. Good Lord. I mean, who needs that? Come on. So, yeah. That is, you know. That's out there. But I'm telling you, people, that has nothing to do. It just, I mean, that has nothing to do. It seriously has nothing to do with me. I'm not, you know, that's not anything to do with me. So I am getting people asking, and I appreciate asking, but it seriously, you know, if it's had something to do with me, they would have talked to me, and no one has talked to me yet, so. All right, let's see what else we have. Let me go back to my phone to look at my messages here. Good night's condolences about my grandmother. Thank you, by the way, to everybody who took time to send those condolences over. It's very nice. Very nice of you to do so. I'm like George today. Ooh. Good morning. Hello. Thanks for waking me up. Let's see what else I have. Show messages were from... Gosh darn it. Hold on, everyone. I'm so blind, I swear I can't even see my phone. I am blind as hell. All right, here we go. I really am. Paul, P-Double sent in a note about Rage. I was talking about Rage the other day and how he's never paid Sarah Jane. And P-Double was doing the math. And we brought this up because, like I said, there's a podcast out there called Mayhem Unleashed. And Rage is on the podcast, and it was brought up to him about owing Sarah Jane money. And he got super angry. And, you know, said things about me, and as a whole, thing's a mess. But anyway, P-Double says, just so we are all on the same page, because of interest on the initial loan, which is even at a small rate, Rage owes Sarah Jane an extra $60. And that's with very low interest on the initial loan, which came in 2010. So there you go. Let's see. Josh Raker sent me a great picture. Josh sent me a great picture of beach volleyball players after I was talking about the beach volleyball girls and how much I love their rear ends. He sent me pictures of their rear ends, which I always appreciate anyone taking time to send that. Corey said, what did he say? He was giving me advice, you know. They found a... He was sending me advice about three ways. Yep. So he says, Ray, you have to watch the three-way with a couple and an extra girl. He says, I had an older married roommate when he was in his 20s who wanted to try a three-way. The wife was into girls before she was married. They found a girl online, and she would come around to get to know each other. Well, when it came to the night it was going down, they wanted to have a big party and get hammered before the sex. The wife was, I'm trying to explain. He goes, well, when it came around to the night it was going down, they wanted to have a big party and get hammered before the sex. Well, they went into the bathroom and did the deed. The wife was all... Oh, they went to the bedroom. Oh, okay. I thought he said bathroom. When they went into the bedroom and did the deed, the wife was all into the girl-on-girl part. But when her husband actually entered the new girl, the wife lost it. She couldn't handle her man screwing a different girl. She was crying and crazy, saying he was cheating on her. They got into a huge fight, and both of them took off drunk down the road trying to kill each other. When the dust settled the next morning, when the alcohol wore off, the other girl, who passed out naked in the middle of the bedroom floor while the fighting was going on, woke up ashamed and left. And the couple almost got divorced. Well, that sounds like a wonderful evening, doesn't it? Let's see, we were talking about being in weddings, you know, and people who get married like 3, 4, 5 times. And message says, I told all my friends I'm going to be in one wedding. That's all they get. After that, I'm not going to be, I won't be. Yeah, because I've been the best man at 2 weddings for the same guy. I've been his best. Every time he gets married, I'm his best man. And you're right. It's expensive to be in somebody's wedding. It really is. By the way, I don't know who the hell would want to. I honestly don't know who the hell would want to put me in their wedding. Let's see. I'm not gonna, boring. Oh, Sarah Jane sent me a message, everyone, saying that she got a date. She was bragging because she actually had a, she said that she got a date. The guy knows nothing about her past or what she's been doing lately. So please lay off the herpes talk because he thinks I'm a good Christian girl. Okay, well, Sarah Jane, it's not like if he's a good Christian man, he's not going to be listening to this show anyway. If he's a holier than thou, why would he listen to this show? It's an R-rated show. So she's worried about us. So she says she wants all you listeners to stop mentioning the H-E-R-P-E-S's. All right? So abide by her wishes. Everyone, listen to me. Abide by Sarah Jane's wishes and stop talking about her herpes. I mean, this is horrible that you're doing this. Stop talking about it, because just in case, if the religious guy is listening, we want to make sure that he doesn't find out about him, because she's now dating him. I should give her a call. I haven't had her on the show for a while. But Sarah Jane wants to make sure that that we don't talk about it. So that's it, guys. No new rule. Let's not be talking about her herpes until she gives us the green light. All right? Once again, do not mention about Sarah Jane's, let's not mention about Sarah Jane's herpes. All right. Do not do that. You sing about it. You can't be mentioning it. Slow hand.
If she has a breakout, she takes her Valtrex out. Sarah Jane. If you've had bad luck and you need $50, Sarah Jane. Crotch on fire, Sarah Jane. Does not possess great looks and she writes vampire books, Sarah Jane. Once took shakes to court, she's got a genital war, Sarah Jane. Crotch on fire,
Sarah Jane.
Yeah, man. I like that. No more of these Sarah Jane songs. They're just rude, and you guys stop doing that. That's horrible that you're... now they're requesting. They're requesting these to me on Facebook. Don't do that. That's a horrible... It's a horrible thing to do, requesting these songs. What's wrong with you people?
Hey, Sarah Jane, I wish that you would just stop calling, cause you talk about your sex life and our listenership keeps falling. Yes, it's true.
It's not true.
We're losing listeners cause of you. I swear it's true. Hey, Sarah Jane, I think your love life is a failure. I can't take another story of your infected genitalia. It's just wrong. And now that you've touched Rage's schlong, that's really wrong. Oh, the way you disgust me. 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 The way you disgust me. Hey, Sarah Jane, why don't you just tell us you're leaving? I think it's gross and sick and twisted. You'll screw anything that's breathing. So I heard. And you want to do Larry Bird. That's what I heard.
Poor Larry Bird.
Hey, Sarah Jane, I hope you hear what I am singing. You should go and tell your boyfriend why his crotch has started stinging. He should know. Why he's on fire down below.
I think you do.
That boy should know. Oh, the way you disgust me. 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 You say you're writing vampire books. You sure won't get by on your looks. But I don't think they'll see the light of day. You've gone through Shakes, Luigi too, and Raging Paul and who knows who. And after all of that, you might be gay. From here on out, when you make love, just use your hand and wear a glove. Cause that disease of yours, it just won't go away. No more to say. Sarah Jane, I hope this song becomes a winner. Cause the thought of seeing you naked makes me want to lose my dinner. Hide my eye.
Oh, this is the meanest song ever. A mean song. Some of these songs were mean.
My herb is on fire. My herb.
This one's for B-Double.
My herb is on fire.
I do.
We don't need no Valtrex, let my genitalia burn. Burn genitalia. Burn.
Burn genitalia. Burn.
I'm going to put them in the hospital!
God.
Somebody is going to get hurt.
Sarah Jane, and I'm a dumb white girl. I'm not made for you, or you, or you. I give married guys a whirl. I claim to find Jesus, and I won't tickle your taint like that hillbilly guy. But I come from the streets, I'm like the other white meat known as midget wrestler guy. Yeah, I give you $50 and get made fun of by buckskin. And if I crash at your place, you might get hives all over your foreskin. Cause I'm not like Hillbilly Joe, always stroking my beef jerky. I'm the root of all that's evil. I give other people herpes. My herp,
my herp, my herp is on fire.
I gotta get one more in. One more in.
My herp is on fire. My herp, my herp, my herp.
All right, last Sarah Jane one, then we'll... Maybe I'll call her, check in on her.
If you've had a bad day and your luck with chicks just sucks, let me tell you about a girl who go down on you and give you $50. Let me tell you that you're just not living till you let Sarah Jane give the gift that keeps giving. It's something that just sticks with you and doesn't fade with time, 'cause now you've got herpes for all your life. I had a friend named Rach who called her up one night. She came right over and didn't put up a fight. She went down on him and then started to pout. He took the $50 and kicked her fat ass out. He didn't want to deal with her or pay her back that night. He didn't want her bees for all his life.
That's horrible. Poor Sarah Jane sucks. That was Pickett's. So those are all from, all those songs were written like in 2009, 2010, when that stuff went down with Sarah Jane and Rage. Speaking of Sarah Jane and Rage, that has been the subject matter on this, on a podcast called Mayhem Unleashed, where I think I played a piece of that, where Rage was on. And the host, TJ, you know, we were talking before he started the podcast, and I told him about, you know, Rage and Sarah Jane and how he owed her money. And so he just brings up, he brings it up. We were talking, and I said, listen, at a point of the show, just he goes, give me something that would throw Rage. I said, all right, at some point at the show, why don't you just toss out there, ask Rage a question, hey, when are you going to pay back Sarah Jane? And I didn't even know, you know, I didn't know how he would react. Well, as it turns out, he did not react that well. Maybe he had a sense of humor about stuff still, but he did not. He grew angry, all right? He grew angry and then started tossing FUs around to everybody, of course. And then he started insulting me. Which, by the way, it makes no sense. I don't know why he was insulting me. I don't know what the hell, you know. I should have TJ on, though, to explain what happened. Because I haven't listened to all of it, because I know that this has gone on. I listened to, like, the first episode, the one where it was first brought up. But then, of course, I had family stuff going on, so I haven't gotten the chance to listen to the rest. You know. Of which, by the way, I don't know how I'm even a big part of this. All I did was say, hey, just ask him when he's going to, you know, just ask him when he's going to pay back Sarah Jane. That's pretty much all that I said. But somehow I've become part of this thing. And so I guess it's kept up. I guess that TJ has now, but it's gone on, and Rage, of course, he started MFing me behind my back, as he always does. So I guess he got all angry, and I haven't listened to the other episodes, other than to know that Rage is somehow angry again. So, I think this is TJ, is this you?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, so fill me in. We heard a little bit of the first episode.
All right.
When you brought up to Rage, you said, hey, when are you going to pay Sarah Jane back? And he got all upset.
Yeah, I asked him when he was going to pay back Sarah Jane, and he just started MFing everybody.
Okay.
And it went completely insane from there. So Saturday night, most of the cast was here, and of course Rage calls in. He can't make it in. He's got some big wrestling thing that he got paid like $10 to do.
Of course, yes.
And then ended up breaking his finger while he was at it. And he calls in on his way to go get something to eat rather than going to get his finger looked at.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, hold on a second. TJ, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I've got Sarah Jane's on the phone.
Well, great.
Hey, Sarah Jane.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's very funny that you called in because I have TJ on the phone, and TJ hosts a podcast called Mayhem Unleashed, and his guest on the podcast has been Rage. Remember your buddy Rage?
Oh, God.
And... By the way, that's the average reaction when people talk about Rage, and so Rage was on TJ. Rage is on TJ's show, and so while they were talking, TJ just said, "Hey, Rage, when are you going to pay back Sarah Jane?" And from what I understand, he went crazy, started MFing everybody, and it was really bad.
Yeah, he went nuts after that. That is now a sign in. That's a sign in the studio here.
Did he say he's going to pay her back, or did he just deny the question altogether?
He just denied the question altogether and walked all around it and threw a big rage fit, like usual.
But the bottom line is he doesn't say he's going to pay her back.
And that's what I'm getting at. Sarah Jane, how much does he owe you?
I thought it was 50. What did 50, Sarah Jane?
Yeah, it was 50.
Of course, as P Double figured out, even with the lowest interest rate possible, it's 60 now.
Right, and I think, you know, we know Rage's credit is shot, so that's going to put it up to at least 120.
Right, at least.
Yeah, so that's some serious money there.
He's unbelievable.
Saturday, I asked Rage to apologize to you for everything he said to you.
Yeah, because he was MFing me really bad.
Because he was MFing you like crazy.
Yeah.
And when I asked him to apologize to you, well, he starts throwing trying to make it logical, again, making fun of your weight, insinuating that you were a homosexual.
I'm a homosexual? Oh, wow.
Well, he said for you to take your thing out of my rear, and I'm like, well, that's insinuating that you're a homosexual. I'm like, wait a minute here. No, that's not going to fly either. You're talking about a friend of mine.
Yeah, I have, you know, I don't dislike homosexuals. I'm not a homophobe like Rage. I don't have any problem with being called a homosexual. My wife might have a problem with it because, well, you know, we're married, but we have a beautiful daughter.
My wife, Sarah Beth, is on the show with us, and she even said that you have a beautiful wife,
of course,
and a wonderful family. And, you know,
I mean, that's his biggest insult is to call someone a homosexual. He's a homophobe.
Mm-hmm.
What a homophobe!
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all.
All right, so and this is on what episodes has this happened on the show?
Now, this is Saturday night's episode.
All right, so I'm going to, because I want to download and pull the audio off. I'm going to pull. Let me go to Sarah Jane for a second. Hey, Sarah Jane.
Yeah.
So you had a date with a guy?
Yeah.
And you wanted us to ixnay the herpes hay talk, you know, so the guy wouldn't, God forbid, he stumbled upon something. So what happened?
We went to the fair.
You went to the fair with him, yeah. And?
It was a lot of fun.
You weren't like Dog Food Lady and ended up blowing clowns or anything, were you?
No.
Okay, good.
He's actually, like, one of the first guys that, like, we never really talked about anything sexual.
Right.
And, you know, he just treated me like a lady.
Well, you're trying to change your life, right? So you don't want to be banging him on the first date, do you?
Yeah. And he's not interested in that, really, like.
Here's the problem with that, though. Here's the problem with that, though, Sarah Jane, in all seriousness. Like, he's saying he's not interested in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, when he falls in love with you or whatever, he's gonna find out that you have nailed guys on one date before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be jealous that he's not getting that, that he didn't get that.
Oh, no, he knows.
And the other thing is that he's going to find out, like, you're going to get with him. And he's going to find out that you've done three ways and stuff. And he's going to be like, well, how come I'm not getting those? So just to warn you, that could be an issue that comes up at some point.
It could be.
Yeah, I'm warning you, that, you know. I've said before, if I found out that my wife, like if somehow my wife lets it slip or something, that, oh, well, before I dated you, I had a three-way with an old boyfriend, and I'd be with a boyfriend and somebody else, I would go ballistic. I'd be like, what? Some other guy got to do that and I didn't? Oh, I'd probably file for divorce. How angry I'd be. So I'm just saying, there are guys that, you know, I'm like, you got to share that stuff with someone. Meaning your husband. You can't surprise your husband years later. Boyfriend. So he knows you've done this dirty sexual stuff?
Well, he didn't, but after the fair, like, we came back and hung out at my place and we shared our life stories with each other.
So, wait a minute, you told him you ratted yourself out?
Well, my friend was bugging me. She's like, you gotta tell me that hurt me. And I'm like,
So your friend told you to tell him this stuff?
Yeah, she's like, get it done and over with so you don't get hurt.
Did you make the move on him or anything?
Oh, no.
That should be something that you tell a man when he's playing with himself so it gets him all hot and bothered. Now, has he played with himself in front of you yet?
No.
Oh, what kind of relationship is this? Well, you're not at least doing that. You didn't masturbate in front of each other?
Huh?
You didn't masturbate in front of each other?
No.
Oh, well, you must be moving slow then this time.
Yeah, like it's taking it slow. Like nothing's going on between us. Like, he kissed me. But that's it.
How was he? Is a good kisser or what?
Well, it was kind of like, you know, like the peck on the cheek kiss.
Oh, God.
And then, well, no, he kissed me on the lips on one of the rides.
But let me ask you something. For you, for someone like you who is sexually very experienced and very adventurous, do you feel the temptation to just unzip his pants and go for it, you know, when you get back to your house? And you have to resist that, or is it easy or hard to do that?
It was easier because I liked him and I liked the way it was going.
But I mean, you like this guy.
Yeah.
But you didn't even like Rage, and you did him the first night.
I was different.
By the way, I would not tell this guy I ever did Rage because
no.
That's too much. I mean, I'd share the herps and the BDSM and sex slavery and everything else, but I would leave out
the sheer mechanics of doing Rage is mind boggling. Anyway,
yeah, I would leave the part about Rage out.
Yeah,
I would bury that in a deep dark place and then torch it. You know,
that's what we are. Gonna,
I didn't mention Rage because I don't even think about Rage.
Good. You want to get?
I mean, he's
you,
in the oh. past.
I would have hypnotism. Yeah. I would pay a hypnotist to bury that memory to where it never comes up again. I mean, I know that I won't let it go, but still, we don't want that getting out because that'll ruin a relationship. So you're saying this guy knows that you've done this stuff in the past and he's cool with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm a pretty good guy, you know. And I think from my experience, and I've been married for a long time. I've been with my wife for 20 plus years, you know. I would definitely, if I was a single man again, and I start dating, and I know I'm dating some girl who's been wild, you know, I would want her to do wild stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And at least attempting wild stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to turn her, you know, It's like I'd have to stop her from doing things. But I definitely would want the opportunity to have done them, you know. Because that jealousy will poke its head up at some point where you'll be like, that guy's, you know, you're going to get all rehabilitated, right? Okay? With your sex rehabilitation through God and Jesus or whatever you're doing. And this guy's going to go to you sometime and he's going to be like, Sarah Jane, put your tongue in my butt or whatever weird thing he's into, whatever weird thing he's going to be into. And you're going to go, no. And he's going to say, well, you've done that with other guys. And you're going to say, well, that's different. Or else he's going to say, Sarah Jane, call up some hot friend of yours and give me a three-way. And you're going to be like, no. And what's going to happen is he's going to be in the throes of passion. And he's all horned up and ready to go. And he's going to end up getting angry because you won't give to him what you gave to other men.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just telling you, there's where the problems come in with stuff like this.
Well, honestly, I think him and I are probably just going to end up just being friends.
Oh, really?
And stuff. He's a really nice guy. He's great.
Small penis.
Like, I don't know. Oh. I haven't seen it. But the thing is, it's just, there's a lot of drama going on yesterday that was like.
How is there drama? You only went out with him once. How do you have drama?
I guess somebody pretended to be me.
Yeah.
And they were all like sitting there saying I had a boyfriend. And like, and that I was lying about him. Saying
what?
Like, because he sent me flowers.
It's very nice.
You know, he surprised me with flowers.
How old a guy is he?
He's actually 25.
Well, how old are you?
28.
Well, that's not too different. Okay, so he's 25.
Yeah, I know. I usually go for older.
Has he been with a woman before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, but there's a lot of stuff going on in his life. And
you should have banged him. You should have banged him.
No, I'm not with him.
I'm just saying you should have.
He's not that kind of guy.
When you were with him, yeah, but were you tempted? Were you at least tempted? Like you guys are on the tilt-a-whirl or whatever. Were you at least tempted to give him like a tug in the you know, grab his balls or something? Give him through the jeans?
No.
You never even were tempted to like grab him or anything?
Really? No.
Lack of lust. That's not a good sign for a relationship.
Oh, no. I think he's very cute.
I don't know. Sounds like lack of lust.
It's like, I mean, like, I even turned down. Somebody was trying to hook up with me the other weekend.
Yeah.
Or over the weekend, and I turned them down. I'm like,
well, you still have people trying to hook up with you?
Oh, yeah. It's still happening.
Are you hooking up with them?
No, it's been a couple weeks.
Are you still addicted to sex, or are you clean from it?
No, I'm still addicted.
Oh boy, that sucks.
I still go to my meetings and everything.
Do you slip every once in a while?
Not for a couple weeks.
Okay, so say I'm some lecherous person. Say I'm a lecherous person. Of which I most assuredly am not a lecherous person. But say I call, like out of the blue, I call you and I say, hey, Sarah Jane, it's Ray. Listen, I know you're into this, but I got a couple of buddies in town. And we're just horny as hell. And we want to do a four-way with somebody. Can we come by and do it? Is that in your mind, are you going automatically no? Or is your mind going, oh, well, that sounds like it could be fun, you know. Maybe I should invite them over. Or is it like you got a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other saying, oh, Sarah Jane, don't have three penises in you at the same time. And the devil's going, oh, you want four, one in each hand. And, you know, one up top, one in the bottom. Like, is it that big of an internal fight? Because I'm saying it because I'm addicted to food. And I try dieting all the time. But all it takes is just one person saying, hey, man, do you want a piece of cake? And I'm like, yes! Yes! I can't help myself! Just give me the cake! So I wonder if you're like that with penises or something.
It's not that bad. It's just... it depends on where my emotional state's at. Like, yeah. I have to watch, like, who I hang out with. And
So if someone catches you, so if someone catches you vulnerable, if they catch you vulnerable, then you will, you'll give in, right?
I have.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, it's got to be tough. Addiction's tough.
It is. Like, I mean, it pretty much like has wrecked a lot of things right now.
But so this guy's not going to go out with you again because he's heard the stories or what?
No. He finally figured out that it was lies and stuff. But
then you should go out with him again.
I don't know. I'm still talking to him.
You're not into him because he's innocent. I think you're into dirty guys. I don't think he's too. I think you find it hard to get turned on by guys who are nice. Right?
It's not true. I just don't have that many nice guys that come my way.
Well, that's what I mean. Isn't that a fear though that you get off on these bad guys? So aren't you afraid that a good guy's going to come around? You're going to lose him because of you don't know how to react to him. It's like my body with vegetables. I don't really know how to react.
Yeah.
I don't know how to react when I'm eating healthy, so I get the runs, you know. I just wonder if you're having this nice guy who doesn't want to have dirty sex and stuff, if that's not going to give you the runs or emotional runs.
Oh, no, it's actually what I want.
All right. I wish you should go out with him then. He sounds like exactly what you want.
There's more things complicated to it, but.
Is he married or something? He's not married, is he?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, Sarah Jane.
What?
You find a nice guy and he's married?
No.
Do that.
He wasn't also in the sexual class or anything, was he?
Huh?
He's not also. You didn't find him in your sex, whatever.
No. That's against the rules. You'll get kicked out.
You can't screw anybody else in a sex addiction class.
No, they're very respectful there.
You know, I might go to one of those classes. If I ever become single, like if my wife divorces me, I want you to take me to that class, okay? Because we're friends, right?
I can't. You'd have to be screened.
Couldn't you take me to class? I could lie and say, I masturbate 12 times a day. I'm addicted. It's affecting my life. And just so I can go look for, so I can pick up women and stuff.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm walking into work like right now.
All right. Just one last question. Are there any hot girls in that Sexual Addiction Anonymous class?
No, lately it's just me.
Oh, really? Oh, man. All right. We'll call back again soon. I'll let you get to work. I thank you for updating us, and we're going to stay on Rage and make sure he pays you that money. All right?
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sarah Jane. Bye-bye. The lovely Sarah Jane joining us.
Oh, that was perfect. I'd love to have her on the show once.
Yeah, she's great. Sarah Jane's great.
I would really love to have Rage sitting here and then have her on the show and have her call in and then Rage just completely flip out at me later on.
Yeah, but where's it sitting with Rage right now?
I think he's getting even angrier because now we're pushing it even farther. We've got a sign hanging up in the studio that says, Rage, when are you going to pay back Sarah Jane? Pickle brought it up, and he flipped out at Pickle, which is one of my cast members.
All right.
Sarah Beth, my wife, who also has a sex addiction, which is great.
Yeah.
In some ways, and in some ways it's not.
She should go to class with Sarah Jane.
I think she could. That might be a suggestion I make to her.
Yeah.
And then she could link up with Sarah Jane, and we could have Sarah Jane in here. You know, that might work out.
Right, they could be friends.
Yeah, they could. I'm not looking for any...
I got to tell you, I don't... I mean, I understand addiction because I suffer with food, but sex addiction would be very, you know...
You know, everybody goes, everybody is at, I know a lot of people, they're like, man, I wish my wife would just want to give it up all the time. And me being on that side of the coin now, you just get wore out.
And as you get older, your testosterone levels fall and stuff. There's a lot to it, you know.
Right. I mean, you know. But Rage, as far as Rage goes, this is going to prove how long I've been a fan of yours.
Yeah.
Rage is shaping up to be a mix of Bodine, Jimmy, and Doughboy.
What do you mean? In what regard?
Well, I mean, he's got the shape of Doughboy for sure. And every once in a while, he wants to play the yes man like Doughboy did.
Right.
But, and the last time he was here, Bodine smelled better.
Yeah, I don't get Rage.
He's stumbling into stuff that's just, it's a complete foul up. Like, Jimmy had a bad habit of falling into something that was just a complete foul up. And you're going, why?
I don't get. I guess I gotta listen to the. I'll have to listen to your show. To see what he said, because I went through, you know, my family had a death in it, and so I haven't got a chance to listen. And
you know, all of us here, all of us on this end, you know, we of course you got our prayers.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I have to listen to it. You know.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm still emailing you the copy, and I'm going to continue to do that because I value your opinion.
I just have to pull out the audio that I need so I can hear all the parts, you know.
You know, Saturday I didn't get it up as fast as I wanted to because I had the same problem you had earlier this week or early last week. All of my software crashed.
Yeah, that's nothing fun about that.
Oh, it was a pain. But we finally got everything back up and it was running. And We came down there. Rage is probably going to go up against another machine because he refused to apologize to you. Even though I feel bad putting him on the spot, I made a little commercial to try to help him out with his wrestling business, and he should be very grateful for that. But we're still going to put him up against the machine. We're going to make him race a block against the scooter, and I'm thinking the scooter is going to be my motorcycle.
And he gets the beat. I mean, Rage is Rage is a flawed.
Rage is his own character.
But he's married now, too, isn't he?
He is married now. Three kids.
Yeah.
And he's living out in Clinton. And things are looking up, except his wife is getting very upset that he's not helping out with the bills, but when I talked to her last, I said, well, I'm surprised you married Rage.
So he doesn't give any of his money to her?
Hey, he's not really making anything off these things right now.
So when he makes money, he doesn't give it to his wife?
No, he's not. So, he's kind of hanging on to it so he could buy a cigarette and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I never get that. I never get that.
And I'm going, you know, you had a girlfriend at one point that I knew, and she would call me, and this was back in 05. She would call me, and I was living in Bloomington at the time, to drive to Springfield, to go down to Shop and Save over on North Grand, to buy groceries and bring it back to their place.
Yeah, I don't get, I mean, listen, did this girl married him?
And he new one did, yeah.
And he won't give, no, I'm talking about his wife. So she marries him, and he's still like, he hangs on to all his money and doesn't spend it on the family at all.
No. He'll spend a little bit on her here and there.
My wife would really not, my wife would not stand for that. That would not be happening.
It's pretty much a requirement in my household that I have a job.
Well, 25 plus years here, my wife and I, like every time I've ever received a paycheck, it just goes right, I don't even know where it goes, you know. She's in charge of it. You know, I've just given her my money.
I handle finances here, or otherwise we'd have a lot of fast food in this place.
Right.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean...
But married people usually have... Married people usually have either shared money or some shared expense, whatever. But I've never heard of a situation where the guy just keeps all his money like Rage and...
Right.
Ugh.
I mean, my wife and I mean, other than handling money, my wife is the most outstanding person I've ever met in my life.
So does he have his wife, like, does she ever spend any of her money, or does she spend all her money on everything
she spends her money on him all the time, but the thing where she's smart, where a lot weren't,
is she handles the bills first. His wife is an RN.
Yeah.
So I, as far as that goes, she makes a lot of money. She locked out.
So I'm just saying, when he but he doesn't give any of his money to his family.
Not that I've seen. Yeah. I mean, he may buy something here and there, but it's very little.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have him on the show. I gotta find out what's going on with him. I'm gonna play some best of Rage bits too, maybe. Of course, last time I played a best of Rage bit, the last time I went to play one, that's when the computer crapped out.
I know, and I've been giving him hell for that too. I told him it's all his fault.
See, I think that his bits were so bad that it, you know, and my computer was embarrassed. My computer was overly embarrassed of me playing Rage bits. So shut down
overnight. And I'll plug in my phone into the stereo in the semi, and I was actually playing the whole race in the ice cream truck bit last night.
Right.
And my phone shut off.
Huh. Yeah.
And I'm going, wow, this is pretty bad, but even my phone shuts off because Rage came on.
Because Rage bits are so bad.
It gotta be.
They're so horrible that even the equipment playing them shut down. All right.
Right.
Well, TJ, listen, thanks, man. Keep me up to date. I'm going to pull audio off of your Mayhem Unleashed podcast so I can hear the bits with Rage.
Great. And, hey, by the way, thank you for the great work you and Goose did on this wall here in my house.
Oh, no problem, man.
I mean, it is awesome.
No problem.
My wife said it's amazing.
Cool. Anytime, buddy. All right,
and
man.
If you ever need Little Lloyd, I've got him.
Yeah, I got to get one of those things, man. TJ's bragging because he got a voice processor, everybody, that lets him.
Hello, sir. It is I, Little Noid.
I don't have that.
Hello, everyone.
Of course,
it's
Noid.
Little Noid.
Noid is supposed to be a guest on the show like 5 times. He's blown me off every time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So let me know if you want something done. I'll go ahead and get it done for you.
All right, man. Well, listen, I'll talk to you.
And my Skype is up now, so.
I thank you for being on. I will talk to you, and let me know what happens with that piece of garbage Rage.
Absolutely. I'll keep you up to date.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later, Rick.
There you go. There's TJ, everybody. Rage insulting me. Please. Going on there and insulting me. What a piece of garbage he is. 814-0332. If you would like to contribute to the program by talking about anything, including that piece of garbage Rage. Like I said, I want to play a classic Rage bit, but last time I did, the whole... And I'm not joking. That was the bit that was playing when the computer... When it fried. The last computer fried when I was playing a classic Rage bit. But I do feel like as if some of the people listening, you know. I feel as if some of the people listening don't know who Rage is, so. I should play one. I don't know what bit this is, but. Let me see here. Let me play a classic Rage bit. Let's see. I've got Rage. This is Rage and Freak, who is one of Rage's buddies. Oh, no, this is a good one. I'll play this. Rage was supposed to come into work one day, and he came in late. Or he woke up late. And he didn't come in. So we called his apartment. That wasn't really his. It was his girl he was dating. It was her apartment. And Rage moved his buddies in. The people that our business manager, Sharon, would call Rage and his band of losers. Rage had all these guys. He had himself. And he invited these other guys to go live with him and the girl. And the girl's grandmother owned the house. And she was freaking out he was there. But anyway... He was sleeping on this girl's couch one night and didn't wake up for the show, so we called a freak. A freak came into the show, and then we asked him where Rage was, and he said, well, he's probably still sleeping. So Freak went back to the house and woke him up. This is, let me play this as a best of bit today. This is a Rage best of bit on the morning disaster. All right, let's.
True.
Well, put him on hold. I want to talk to him. Why is he not here today?
There's a story.
Find out.
He's been hanging out at the bar.
You really want to know?
Do you know the stuffing man, the stuffing man, the stuffing man? He's not here today, but he is on the phone. It's Rage. What's up, Rage?
What's up, Ray?
What's going on?
Man, I got bum wrapped.
You got a what?
I got screwed over in this, man.
You got your bum wrapped?
Hell no.
Wow.
What? From the Sangamon.
Oh, wait, this is the bit where he got arrested. I'm sorry, everyone. This is the wrong bit. Let me play this one instead. This is Rage from the jail.
County jail.
There you go,
are
Ray.
You calling from the Sangamon County Jail?
Yes, Ray, I'm in jail.
Oh.
Nice place to visit. Wouldn't want to live.
Rage!
What happened was I went and gave a friend $50 to go pay on my fine last time I was over in Moultrie County to see family.
Right.
He said, okay, I'll pay it the day it needs to be paid. Well, come to find out yesterday it hadn't been paid and they had a warrant for me, so I ended up in jail.
Why didn't you just pay your fine yourself when you were there?
Because it was after hours. I needed to get back so I can come back to the morning show the next morning.
That's very nice of you to think about me. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I show dedication to this place. If I didn't, I wouldn't be calling from jail.
Wow. Get out of there.
So how do we get you out?
Well, as much as needed right now is $162.
$162?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, look how he's selling it. Hey, guys, that's it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying I've heard, you know, more outstanding numbers in here tonight. Yes.
We could send Bodine down there with a cake and a file.
Yeah, can't Bodine break you out? Or maybe we could send Freak, we could sneak Freak in on a bed sheet or something.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, guys, I'm really trying to be serious here.
No,
because
$162, I just got $5.
Yeah, I got $5 from Michelle.
Yeah, I just wanted the death pool.
Oh, you did?
What, Bodine?
It's better if you just stay right where you're at, because then you're not paying no bills. You're getting your $4.
Forget that. I want to be out there so I can take more abuse from you guys.
Yeah.
I could have helped you, Rage, but I only have 157 now.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
Anyhow.
Is she like the show announcer chick? Over
they just remind you where the person's calling from that you're talking to.
Seriously, I'd rather be out there so I can take more abuse from you guys.
What's been happening? Are you just in one room with a bunch of people? Or
no, I'm actually in this little cell.
So they gave you your own cell?
Yeah, I'm pretty much, sitting here trying to figure everything out.
I bet his outfit clashes with his hair.
Throw some soap on the ground, see if it bounces back up.
Are you wearing your own clothes, or have they given you their clothes to wear?
Street clothes.
Your clothes?
Street clothes. Oh,
congratulations.
So he still has the same shirt on that he's had on for the last 3 days.
Wow. Mikey, shut up. This is not a time to be clowning on me like this, okay?
Yeah, Mikey, come on. He's in jail, for God's sakes. You're giving him a hard time. What's wrong with you, Mikey?
He needs to get out because we got that diaper for him to wear today.
Oh, that's right.
Well, see, you guys can't do stuff like that because I'm not out of jail.
I know. We got to get you out.
We get you out of jail, you're wearing a diaper today.
You know what, Mikey? If you guys came up with the money right now to do that, yeah, I would do it.
Oh, you did right, you would.
No, I'm serious. I will state that right now on the air for all the listeners.
If we came up with the money, you'd be doing a hell of a lot more than wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
If our listeners came up with money to get you out of jail, you'd be doing whatever the listeners suggested.
Rage Against the Thong.
Like somebody would say.
And not just today.
Yeah. Someone would say, here's $20.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
No, in all seriousness, guys.
Here's $20. I want Rage to do, and then whatever it is, you're doing it.
Well, you know what? If you guys came up with the $162 right now, yes, I would go up to the main street in Springfield in a dress today.
Oh, God.
It's overrated.
Hey, why don't you call somebody or ask them if you can get a work release?
Will they give him? Will they give him a work release?
And then you can go back after the show's over.
So what? I mean, so what do? You just get to hang out there until
you
get
somebody
the
has
money?
To go in with $162 and get you out?
Yeah, just.
But how long do they give you then before they make you wear their orange clothes and put you in a cell with a bunch of
other people?
Michelle.
Yeah.
She's very worried about you.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She looks very concerned.
No, Michelle has never been worried about me.
I'm just asking about your well-being. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's like the next step. What if you don't come up with the money? How long do you get to sit in the holding cell in the street clothes before they...
I hope he gets out, because today's the day we get our pictures taken for the state fair passes.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And when we do the mobile unit...
Oh, come on. Don't be screwing with me like this, Mikey.
No, that's not a joke. We get them taken, so Freakall will have to be our mobile unit guy for the state fair.
Somebody call that Toby guy that always wants to come in here. Tell him to slide on in. We need somebody to fill in. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't want to be called the Rage, but...
Oh, man, you guys are screwed up.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying we need to have our butts covered here. We got a show to do.
Yeah. Man, I just call on a serious note. You guys are going to go mess with me like this.
Be serious.
I love it.
Man, I call in on a serious matter, and you guys are going to be like this. This is messed up.
I got $20 to put towards your cause.
Well, they take IOUs over
five,
the jail.
But I was going to really use
Shut up, Sean.
I was just about to get the... I mean, that's my winnings for the death pool.
Yeah, I'm broke now.
I'm leaving town this week, too. I got to go somewhere, you know.
That $5 cut me.
Mm-hmm. What, Booney?
Do you know, though, he could probably I-bond out 24 hours in, and it's not a major deal. So you should be able to sign out. Well,
what time did they pick you up?
9 o'clock. You should be able to sign out.
Well, how can we get an I-bond?
If you have an I-bond before, even if you have before, usually they let you I-bond out with your signature out. Cause it's just,
He's only been in there for how long? What time did you get picked up?
I got picked up at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
He should be able to I-bond out this morning.
7.5 hours, you can go.
What's an I-bond?
You got to be in 24 hours for that, right, Bodine?
Well, yes and no, because he went in yesterday, so the night's over. Mm-hmm. It's just basically you're held for the night, and then you just go in front of the judge, and they tell you what you're in there for, and this is going to be, you got to go see this, or you're going to do this, and then usually it's just your bond hearing, and you say, well, I got the money. Well, you ain't done nothing wrong, bad enough to where they're going to make you stay in there.
That's what I'm saying.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
So they'll let you sign a paper stating, I will show up for this court date at this such and such time. And you sign the paper. And then if you don't show up for that, then they throw you back in the pokey.
Yeah, but were you arrested on a warrant?
Even though you're arrested on a warrant or your disorderly conduct, whatever, just as long as it's a petty one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
See, not every show is a jail expert.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, Bodine has been arrested before. I know.
Oh, you need to come down and be my lawyer here.
Bodine, that one time I bailed you out, you were in jail for like a couple days, though. You couldn't I-bond out.
Well, no, because of what I done there was, well, that was different. That's not his situation. That was my situation.
I'm just saying, it cost me a lot of money for something that you could have I-bonded out for.
Well, no, because I-bonded out.
By the way, he still hasn't paid me back for bailing him out of jail.
Well, I paid you back, Mr. Hey, blood, sweat, and tears.
Just while we got Rage on the phone, Rage, Ray won the death pool, so you kind of owe him
$5. Yeah, you do owe me $5.
What? I'm in jail, and you're going to say that.
You're saying you owe me $5.
Yeah. For what?
The death pool.
Who died?
Isabel Sanford.
She died.
Yeah.
Seriously.
My sleeper pick. Weezy Jefferson. George, I'm dead. I picked it and I won. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Maybe we could have a...
Bodine go down there to collect or something like that?
Maybe we could have Freak today.
Forget... Let me get out of jail first before you collect.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
Thank you, man.
Yes, from Sangamon County Jail.
Maybe we should have a Freak set up like a Kool-Aid stand and try to raise money.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Come on, guys. Can we be serious for a minute?
We are. We're going to try to raise
money.
You're
not being serious.
I'm trying to raise you money. That's serious.
That's
you're
a lot
not
of money
being
to raise.
Serious.
I'm sure that our listeners would be charitable, though.
Ray could hang up on you and just let you sit down there. We're trying to get you money.
That's a lot of money to raise for somebody on the bottom of the pole, you know?
Absolutely.
You're like the newcomer.
Yeah, you're like...
You're like the pole cleaner.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be Freak.
No, we move Freak up. He's head of the mobile unit now.
He's like the pole knobber.
He shows up to work. We have a little problem with you. You're constantly arrested.
What? Yeah. It's the first time I've ever been arrested.
Yeah.
Just looking for a cheap place to stay.
Well,
no. Get back. Okay, I call to be serious here, not for people to rip on me because I'm in jail.
Can we dig into this a little bit more? I mean, what was the fine for that you had to pay in Moultrie County?
Yeah.
Because that's over in Amish land. I know exactly where Moultrie County is at. You had to do something really bad to get arrested.
What did you do to get arrested in Moultrie County?
I wasn't even arrested in Moultrie County.
Well, why do you have to pay fines?
I got a fine over a BS. It was BS. I'm not going to go into it over the air.
Was it like Bodine had a ticket for not properly having a child restraint seat in or whatever?
I think I know what he did.
And he got arrested for that. What did he do, Mikey?
He was driving an ambulance over by Iliopolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got pulled over.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
No, to the Sangamon County Jail. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really glad you guys are getting a kick out.
Hey, look on the bright side. It's still a nicer place to stay than the Bel Air.
Yeah, that's true.
Sean,
you got to be an optimist.
Sean.
Absolutely. So what we got to do is we got to send Freak out to try to raise some money for you. All right? We'll send Freak out to try to raise some money.
All right. And hey, Ray, can I talk to you off air?
Oh, that'll be all uncomfortable. All right, hold on. Please hold.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
Oh, we just got to hear one more time.
Yeah.
One more time. Come on, baby. Come on, girl.
I have nothing left to say to him.
I just want to hear her one more time.
You're really.
She's about to do.
Yeah. I think it happens every minute, right? It should be in the next 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I think.
Any moment now.
Yeah, we got to time it.
Anyway, Rage.
So we can ask things in front of it, and then have her answer it from the Sangamon County Jail. We got to figure out the time limit.
Well, Bodine.
Can we call Mr. Williamson, the sheriff?
Why?
And ask him if he could eye bond out. He should be able to.
Well, we should. Yeah, we could probably call someone in that works in the criminal justice system that can tell us how if you can or cannot eye bond out.
Because they'll give you a roundabout time of what time they could do it if mm-hmm. they can eye bond out. And then we could definitely be there to pick them up to finish, you know.
Sean, don't I have a judge in my pocket?
You should.
Damn. We lost it. Crap.
Yeah, so you have a couple of judges, right?
I wish I did. I don't have a judge in my pocket. I need one. Oh,
I just have a feeling that he would not be able to eye bond out. There's more to the story.
Who knows what he's done?
Uh-huh. Have you looked at him lately? There's got to be more to the story.
Well, let me take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of this, and see if we can get Rage out of jail. There you go. That's a nice way to wrap up, right? Little classic Rage bit. Rage, that piece of garbage that is talking about me on another podcast. I'll play the other. I do have another Rage bit to play, but I'm not going to play it today. I'll play it tomorrow or something, or later in the weekend or whatever. Cause who really wants to waste time talking about, you know, Rage? Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, that wraps up today. Hopefully Nikki's back tomorrow. Hey, I want to thank TJ with the Mayhem Unleashed podcast for being on to tell me about the things that Rage has been saying behind my back. And I also want to thank Sarah Jane. I want to thank Sarah Jane for being on and updating me with what's going on in her. She's always entertaining. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and listening, sharing it with your friends. Remember, if you're listening to the podcast, tell your friends about it. Come on, put a link to it from your Facebook page and tell everyone to check it out. Especially if you like the show. If you don't like the show, then tell them their, I don't know. Tell them their downloads are supporting America or sick children or something. 100% not Al-Qaeda. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. All right. Thank you for listening. Be back tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. for another episode of The Morning Disaster.